When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2192. One thing you can do this week for successful fat loss, by Jill Coleman of JillFit.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from the best health and fitness blogs anywhere. And we're going to jump right into today's post and start optimizing your life. One thing you can do this week for successful fat loss, by Jill Coleman of JillFit.com. Here we go. Another Monday and you are ready to roll. Clean meals prepped? Check. Gym bag packed? Obviously. Alarm set for 5 a.m. every morning? Of course. Best intentions for perfect eating this week? Yep. We often have the best intentions come Monday, and yet many of us fail to reach our fat loss goal every single week. We make our food, pack our meals, launder our workout gear, and get mentally prepared for the most perfect week on our eating and exercise schedule. Yet, by Friday, we are tired, hungry, and give in to skipping workouts, hitting happy hour, and riding out the weekend in hopes of another great fitness week starting Monday. This happens to all of us, and I have been there often. So what gives? Why do so many of us end up not meeting our goals, getting frustrated, and then giving up? Well, of course, the reasons are many and widespread, but I would like to tackle one simple tactic that can perhaps get us off the diet merry-go-round and into real body change and improvement over time. Baby steps. Just like Dr. Leo Marvin said in the film, What About Bob? The reality that trying to change every single thing all at once about an unhealthy lifestyle does not and will not work in the long run. I met with a nutrition client a few weeks ago, and we were discussing some simple swaps she might consider making in her current routine to facilitate her fat loss goals. I asked her about her day, and as I made suggestions throughout, she kept insisting that she would change this and change that in order to follow my most ideal plan. Though she always ate lunch out at a restaurant, she swore she would start bringing it to work every day. Nope, not going to work in the end. The key was to understand the things she is currently doing and try to improve upon those. The idea of implementing a whole lifestyle and habit overhaul is unrealistic and unsustainable. What people are missing is that it is not about finding the right program and then using every ounce of willpower to stick to it. It is about first adopting a single change that is easy to implement. Then, consistently do that one single new thing for a few weeks until it gets ingrained and doesn't take as much mental energy. Here's an example. I had a client who was eating a normal breakfast, then nothing all day long, and then eating straight from 7 p.m. until midnight every night. Instead of insisting she'd better start eating 6 small homemade meals a day and stop the binging cold turkey, which of course is the ideal scenario, I instead had her drink a single shake around noon, and that was it. By adding something easy first and not taking away any of the bad stuff, we were able to help balance her blood sugar midday so that perhaps the evening binges would start taking care of themselves. Baby steps. In terms of lasting change, it is a common mistake to try to change everything at once and be perfect. Instead, set small goals. Think one single goal for the week and make it something you can easily implement with not as much mental energy. Here are some great goals. Choose one from the list and commit to it. Don't try to do everything all at once, which will most likely set you up for failure in the long run. Eat breakfast if you usually don't. Try something quick, like a banana. Go for a walk outside for 30 to 60 minutes at least twice this week, maybe during your lunch hour. Change up one of your steady state workouts and make it a high intensity interval training session, alternating 1 minute of all out effort with 1 minute of recovery. Eat an apple mid-afternoon with a handful of almonds, even if you aren't hungry. It will help curb indulgences at night. Skip your afternoon diet soda this week. Commit to taking your 3 grams of fish oil every day. Get to bed by 10 p.m. Drink at least 3 liters of plain water each day. Make a hot cup of green tea in the afternoon. Do one metabolic effect workout each week, in addition to or instead of other workouts. Or skip your usual Starbucks Frappuccino and try an Americano instead. Adding 2 tablespoons of half and half is better than indulging in a Frappuccino or mocha or latte. The key to this stuff is really to be in tune with yourself, your schedule, your likes and dislikes, and to be honest with what changes you can actually make and then implement over the long haul. Just because you want to make a change doesn't mean it will be easy or even possible for you, but in time, with practice and using baby steps, you can get there. Just like Bill Murray in the film What About Bob? You just listened to the post titled, One Thing You Can Do This Week for Successful Fat Loss by Jill Coleman of jillfit.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. The thing that's often most frustrating about choosing just one behavior at a time is that it takes us longer to achieve the results we're after. If we tackle everything at once, then we might get to our goal weight, our goal blood pressure, our goal cholesterol levels, or blood sugar levels faster. I get it. The problem is, we may never give ourselves a chance to get even near these goals if we give up so early in the process. Tackling one goal at a time may seem useless, but it's worth it if we can get that behavior to stick. Then, after making that one behavior a habit, we start to build confidence and momentum, which will help us tackle the next goal on our list. And then the process continues. So now, we just need to start. Which one are you going to start with? All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here every day. I hope you have a great rest of your Monday. And I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.